so much confidence because, like the Titans, they've found so many different ways to win.
Well, there's no question about that, but the biggest thing is exactly what we were talking about earlier, and that's the core of your offense. You know, you can have great periphery players, and J.P. Lossman has really grown up. I mean, he really has, and I'm excited for a young kid to kind of show that maturation. But the bottom line, you want to win football games, you win at the core group of your guys. You win on the offensive line, and you win on the defensive line. And if you win the battle of the trenches, more often than not, you're going to come out ahead on the scoreboard. And you look at the Baltimore Ravens right now. This statistic says it all. In the last five games, 27 sacks for, one sack against. They have sacked their opponent's quarterback 27 times. You put that kind of relentless pressure on a quarterback, and you sack a quarterback that many times, you're going to lead the league in plus-minus differential, which they do. They're plus 15 right now. And you protect your quarterback. Listen, the one thing that people have to understand is this is a game where punting is not a bad thing. That's not penalized. If you can't convert, you can punt, you can play a field position game, and you can get yourself opportunities with a great defense. You've got a chance to win a lot of games, and that's the Baltimore Ravens. Steve McNair has been awesome. He's managed the game well, but they've protected him. They haven't turned the ball over, especially of late, and they create opportunities on their defense to get short fields for their offense, and that's a recipe for winning football, and that's exactly who the Baltimore Ravens are.